Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. For today's class will be given by His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 25, verse number 1 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna, yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, please take over.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are starting a new chapter, the chapter title, How All the Residents of Varanasi Became Vaishnavas. This is the 25th chapter of Madhya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we will read from verse number 1 all the way till verse number 9, and we will have some discussions today. So I will read from verse 1 through 9, only in the 9th verse of purport, remaining them we'll have shloka translation. Vaishnavi Kritya Sanyasi Mukan Kashi Nivasina Sanatanam Su Samskritya Prabhur Niladiram Agamat. After converting into Vaishnavas, all the residents of Varanasi who were headed by the Sanyasis, and after completely educating and instructing Sanatana Goswami there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Text 3. Ei Mata Mahaprabhu Dui Masa Paryanta Shikaila Tandre Bhakti Siddhante Rayanta. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sri Sanatana Goswami in all the conclusions of devotional service for 2 consecutive months. Text number 4. Paramananda Kirtaniya Shekare Re Sangi Prabhure Kirtana Sunaya Ati Bhadarangi. For as long as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, Paramananda Kirtaniya, who was a friend of Chandrasekharas, chanted the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and other songs to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very humorous way. Text 5. Sanyasira Gana Prabhure Yadi Upek Shila Bhakta Dukkha Kandaite Tare Kripa Kaila. When the Mayavadi Sanyasis at Varanasi criticized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord's devotees became very much depressed. To satisfy them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed His mercy to the Sanyasis. Text 6. Sanyasi re kripa purve likiya anchon vistariya uddeshe kahiya ihan sankshepa kariya. In the 7th chapter of Adi Leela, I have already elaborately described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deliverance of the sannyasis at Varanasi, but I shall briefly repeat it in this chapter. Text 7. Yahan taha prabhura ninda kare sannyasi ra gana suni dhuke maharashtriya vipra karaye chintana. When the Mayavadi sannyasis were criticizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anywhere and everywhere in Varanasi, the Maharashtrian Brahmana, hearing this blasphemy, began to think about this unhappily. Prabhu Rasvabhava Yeba Deke Sannidhane स्वरूप अनुभविता रे ईश्वर करिमाने. द महाराष्ट्र ब्राह्मण थॉट हूएवर क्लोजली सीज द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इमीडिएटली रियलाइजेस हिज पर्सनालिटी एंड एक्सेप्ट हिम एज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. कोन प्रकारे परो यदि एकत्र करीते इहा देखी सन्यासी गण हबे इन हरा भक्ते. इफ बाय सम मीन्स आई कैन असेंबल ऑल द सन्यासीज टुगेदर दे विल सर्टेनली बिकम हिज डिवोटीज आफ्टर सीइंग हिज पर्सनल कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस यसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. If one saw the personal characteristics and activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one would certainly be convinced that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can ascertain this by following in the footsteps of the Shastric injunctions. This sincere study and appreciation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also applicable to his authorized devotees. And it is clearly stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antirila 7.11. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana Krishna Sakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. In the age of Kali, the real religious propaganda should induce people to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is possible for someone who is especially empowered by Krishna. No one can do this without being especially favored by Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura comments in this regard in his Anubhashya, wherein he quotes a verse from Narayana Samhita. Dvapar Jair Janair Vishnu Pancharatriyai Stukevalai Kalautu Nama Matrena Pujyate Bhagavan Hari. In Dwapar Yuga, devotees of Lord Vishnu and Krishna rendered devotional service according to the principle of Pancharatra. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped simply by the chanting of His holy names. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura then comments, without being empowered by the direct potency of Lord Krishna to fulfill His desires, and without being specifically favored by the Lord, no human being can become the spiritual master of the whole world. He certainly cannot succeed which is not succeed by mental concoction which is not meant for devotees or religious people. Only an empowered personality can distribute the holy name of the Lord and enjoin all fallen souls to worship Krishna. By distributing the holy name of the Lord, he cleanses the heart of the most fallen people. Therefore, he extinguishes the blazing fire of the material world. Not only that, he broadcasts the shining brightness of Krishna's effulgence throughout the world. Such an acharya or spiritual master should be considered non-different from Krishna. That is, he should be considered the incarnation of Lord Krishna's potency. Such a personality is Krishna Lingita Vigraha. That is, he is always embraced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Such a person is above the considerations of Varnashrama institution. He is the guru or the spiritual master for the entire world. A devotee on the topmost platform, the Mahabhagavata states, and a Paramahamsa Thakura, a spiritual form only fit to be addressed as Paramahamsa or Thakura. Nonetheless, there are many people who are just like owls and never open their eyes to see the sunshine. These owlish personalities who are inferior even to the Mayavadi sannyasis cannot see the brilliance of Krishna's favor upon the Mahabhagavata devotee. They are prepared to criticize the person engaged in distributing the holy name all over the world and following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted Krishna consciousness preached in every town and city.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Miti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So this chapter we are going to talk about many things where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talking about how Mahaprabhu delivered the Mayavadi sannyasis. He is also talking about how Mahaprabhu went ahead in explaining about the Chatur Shloki Bhagavata. And on the way, Mahaprabhu, when he was returning to Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu visited Jharikhanda forest and eventually reached Jagannath Puri. While summarizing this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about how this Chaitanya Charitamrita as a book is a very important compilation, and he is using a very strong word. Dogs and hogs will only not relish this. If somebody can take advantage, it will be very fortunate of them. But he also says, those who have surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord will definitely appreciate these narrations of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So as humble as he is, he always gives the credit of this entire compilation to his predecessor Acharyas. And he is beginning a new chapter glorifying Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. As a Vaishnava, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is very, very happy to always explain, glorify how Mahaprabhu went ahead in his preaching mission. Every missionary or every person who is part of a mission, he always takes inspiration, he always enthuses himself and he always encourages others by talking about the glories of their predecessors. If at all we have to be soldiers of the Sankirtan movement, one has to understand how our Acharyas went ahead in spreading the Sankirtan movement. So Srila Prabhupada always give credit to the predecessor Acharyas who has laid the path, and it is our duty to continue the legacy. Then Srila Prabhupada is always happy to give credit to his Guru Maharaj, and he goes ahead to even say that all his disciples are sent to him by his own Guru Maharaj for fulfilling the mission. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, throughout this chapter, at the fag end especially, he's talking about how Mahaprabhu is special, how Mahaprabhu's mercy is unique, how we all should follow the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he derives utmost pleasure in doing this. So the context that we are in is where Mahaprabhu is going to deliver the people of Varanasi. Even though this has been elaborately discussed in Adi Lila chapter 7, Kaviraj Goswami want to quickly summarize and talk about how Mahaprabhu is merciful. So in this particular shloka, Srila Prabhupada is talking about some set of thoughts. So we will reflect, we will churn and go deeper and see what lessons we have to learn. Ramanujacharya was one day giving Bhagavatam class. In the Bhagavatam class, Shripad Ramanujacharya was talking about glories of Lord Ram. So Lord Ram is so great, merciful, and etc. He was going on glorifying. He was specifically telling is one of the glories of Lord Ram in the context of how Lord Ram accepted Vibhishana. Ramanujacharya went ahead and explained, see, Vibhishana was brother of Ravana. He was from Asura Kula. All the associates of Lord Ram, except Hanuman, did not approve of accepting Vibhishana. Only Hanuman said that we should consider him. So you see how, even though Vibhishana is from Ravana's side, Lord Ram was kind enough to accept those who have surrendered. So even though a person may be from an Asura Kula, enmetical family, if somebody takes up shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord accepts. So Ramanujacharya was glorifying about the principles of surrender. So Ramanujacharya had a disciple by name Embar. he was sitting in the Bhagavatam class and he was not happy with Ramanujacharya's glorification. So he did not show any excitement, neither he showed any satisfaction. Rather, he was getting up and walking away. Ramanujacharya stopped him and said, "What happened to you? Why do you seem to be upset?" So Embar said, "My dear Gurudev, what is so great of Lord Ram accepting Vibhishana? Why are you so much glorifying about Lord Ram's greatness, whilst it was Vibhishana who took the courage to approach Lord Ram? It was Vibhishana who decided that even though Lord Ram is, you know, angry towards my brother, I will still go to him. It was Vibhishana who took the courage of submitting himself, even though he wasn't sure about the acceptance. It was Vibhishana who did everything, so it is Vibhishana's endeavor. So much of endeavor Vibhishana had to do to surrender. So you are glorifying Lord Ram's greatness. What is so great about it? Greatness means you should accept even though when somebody is not qualified. He came, surrendered, did all sorts of things, and Lord Ram had accepted this. Okay, fine, but it's not so great as he was explaining. Then Ramanujacharya made a point. Please note that Lord Ram accepted Vibhishana, which is great. But what was the requirement of Lord Ram to accept those three people who came along with Vibhishana? So as soon as Ramanujacharya said this, Embar jumped out of the seat and said, "Thank you so much that you made this point. If you had said this, I would have been very happy. Because me, Gurudev, I don't have any qualification to directly surrender to Krishna. I do not have any qualification to even try to take an endeavor to go and approach the Lord. I may not be, eligible enough to even intellectually think. But all I know is to serve you. And if I serve you, I am sure I will get sheltered in the lotus feet of Lord Ram." So, Prabhupada explains here that how spiritual master should be considered not different from Krishna. That he should be considered the incarnation of Lord Krishna's potency. Such a personality is Krishna Lingita Vigraha. That he is always embraced by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So our first reflection is that our surrender to a bona fide spiritual master is not a formality. Our surrender to a bona fide spiritual master and dependent on his mercy is our basic requirement, is a basic necessity for us to exist in Krishna consciousness. Because our endeavors are not good enough to attract Krishna, our intelligence is not good enough to attract Krishna, our karma is not so much pure enough that we will be getting access to Krishna, and we are not qualified in any capacity to get Krishna's mercy. So what is that can give us hope in this process of Krishna consciousness, which is acceptance by our spiritual master and receiving his mercy is our hope in Krishna consciousness. So, the Maharashtrian Brahmin is thinking that somehow or other, if people come and take darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all their doubts, all their ego, and whatever questions that they may have will all get clarified, and very easily they can make progress. So in our Krishna consciousness, the credit is not for us. The credit is those who have accepted us and engaged us in Krishna's service. So my first reflection is, give credit where credit is due. We should offer all obeisances, all appreciations, all glories to each and every devotee with whose care and blessings we are practicing Krishna consciousness. If we do not remember, acknowledge, be grateful, not once, not twice, again and again and again, repeatedly, and keep it as a daily agenda, probably down the line we may become proud. Because this process of Krishna consciousness is so sublime that definitely everyone who is part of the process will make progress, will develop love, will go closer, will get appreciation, will get rewarded. But then, if he or she does not acknowledge that this all progress is not by my endeavor, it is because of the push that I am getting from my predecessor, it is because of the encouragement, blessings, opportunity given by my predecessors, my seniors, all those progress that you would have otherwise got will turn against him. So Krishna consciousness progress it may apparently appear it is because of our endeavor, but it is not. It's purely by the mercy that we have received from our spiritual master. If at all I can say this, that the mercy that spiritual master bestows upon his student, even Krishna cannot do that. So that which Krishna himself doesn't do, our spiritual master do. Because he understands Krishna's heart and he understands our predicament and our current state of life. So my first reflection is, give credit where credit is due. Number second reflection, this Maharashtrian Brahmin, the basis of his preaching is not by talking Krishna consciousness. The basis of his preaching was by showing Krishna consciousness. He was not going to go and give a Bhagavatam class. His contribution was to show the Bhagavata. In our Krishna consciousness journey, we are extremely cautious when we are gaining knowledge. The reason is, knowledge will make our heart hard. But blessings will make our heart soft. If somebody receives knowledge without blessings, that knowledge will be an obstacle for him to go closer to Krishna. But if knowledge is received with the blessings, which means if somebody applies that knowledge in his life and put it in practice and have a character transformed from being a Naradama to becoming a Narottama or Mahatma, that can inspire many, many more, and for generations he will be remembered. So my second reflection hence is, whilst we are all harping on knowledge, Krishna is looking for character. Whilst we all might preach the science of Krishna consciousness, Krishna is expecting sentiments in Krishna consciousness. Whilst we are all thinking about being scholarly, Krishna is expecting us about how we are dearly towards those who are part of the Sankirtan movement. So the second reflection is about knowledge versus wisdom, Gyan versus Vigyan. How, instead of becoming a scholar, we are supposed to be a servant. And how we don't teach, we show. So, the verse number 8 and verse number 9, Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami explains, whoever closely sees the characteristics of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In verse number 9, he says, after seeing his personal characteristics, he is not writing about after hearing from him. After seeing his characteristics, so it is extremely important that we as devotees understand this point of how, when I am practicing devotee, what is expected of me is not about the philosophical depth of clarity, which is definitely, you know, important, but what is more important is my character development. If after being a Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Sarvabhauma, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti whatever, if I do not know to respect another Vaishnava, if I do not know to serve another Vaishnava, if I do not know to bow down, then how am I going to inspire? So the whole context is, all these Mayavadi sannyasis, they thought, they mocked, they humiliated Mahaprabhu by saying that you are dancing and singing like a madman. Whilst you are sannyasi, you are supposed to study Vedanta. And they were so proud about their panditya, their being learned. So Maharashtrian Brahmin understood that, saying that because they are so proud, their intelligence is lost, they have become blind spiritually. Unless and until they come and see the transcendental activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not be able to come down from their arrogance. Plenty of examples in Bhagavatam and even Prabhupada is quoted. The very famous example of a dean of a university came to meet Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The dean have heard about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's, you know, scholarly nature. See, he wanted to have some philosophical discussions. So he came to meet Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, "Sir, I would like to have a discussion with you." Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told, "All those discussions we'll have it later. Please go to the kitchen. My pujari wants a helping hand in washing the DT pots. You do that and come, then we'll discuss." So this guy, who is a professor and a dean of an university, did not know how to respond to this. So with all confusion, he went into the kitchen, did the service, and when he came out as a humble guy, ready to listen and understand what Mahaprabhu was, what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was going to explain. So this personal characteristics is something that is important, and that's the way to preach. A devotee mentioned this to me, that examples are not the best way to teach. They are the only way to teach. That is why six Goswamis, Haridas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur, look at all the Vaishnava Acharyas and their life history. Their preaching has been so successful because of three things. Number one, they followed in the footsteps of their predecessors. Number two, they demonstrated the character that of a humble servant. And number three, they were steadfastly focused on the mission and did not have any other agenda. Hence the second reflection is about what Srila Prabhupada is talking here. That a spiritual master is glorified. A spiritual master is in the Mahabhagavata stage because he broadcasts the holy name all over the world without any mental concoction. And he is directly empowered by the Supreme Lord. He has become the Supreme Lord's mouthpiece. When such a person can be worshipped, such a person should be worshipped, and such a person is our hope. Hippies in the earlier 1970s did not know who Krishna was, did not know who Jagannath was, did not know who Gauranga was. They knew who Swamiji was. So hence, in our endeavor to practice Krishna consciousness, we also need to understand who Swamiji was, who Srila Prabhupada was, as well as what is mission and what is the purpose of this human form of life, and how can we deliver ourselves by working for the mission of our spiritual master. The third reflection, where Prabhupada writes, there are many people who are just like owls and never open their eyes to see the sunshine. Owl is a nocturnal creature. And he is awake. His vision is pretty sharp in the night. Prabhupada compares all the so-called materialistic people to owls. Even Krishna says this to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter. Where devotees are awake, materialistic people are sleeping. And where materialistic people are sleeping, devotees are awake. This, we can derive multiple explanations from the gross level to the deepest level. That when devotees are awake for Mangalarti, 3:30, 4 o'clock, people would have just slept after full night party. And then they are all awake at midnight to dance and enjoy. Devotees are only taking rest to serve the Supreme Lord the next day. If you can take that gross example, to a deep most example, to say that whatever materialistic people see them as happiness, enjoyment, pleasure, they are all evil from the eyes of spirituality. And whatever is considered as special, wonderful, glorious things in Krishna consciousness, they are considered as tortures from a materialistic viewpoint. So Prabhupada writes, these owlish personalities who are inferior even to the Mayavadi sannyasis cannot see the brilliance of Krishna's favor upon the Mahabhagavata devotee. In materialistic world, a thing is appreciated, glorified, followed only when there is perfection. If we cannot do certain things perfectly, there is no good fan base, fan following. Whatever so-called awards, recognitions, successes, they are based on perfection. The more somebody is perfect, the more the appreciation is. Nobody worries about the intent, about the content, about various other nuances which would have contributed to that perfect output. That is what the definition of Maya is. Maya means that which is beautiful, illusory, and that which takes us away from Krishna. The materialistic education and lifestyle is so alluring and so illusory, it takes us away from Krishna. On the contrary, a Vaishnava, by his talks, by his walks, by his conclusions, he establishes that how the lifestyle that he has chosen is glorious. From the standpoint view of perfection, a Vaishnava may not be perfect. But from the standpoint of purity, a Vaishnava is pure. Hence, my third reflection is, Krishna consciousness may have imperfections in terms of the presentation, in terms of dress, address, language, and the structure. But if the intent is pure, if the consciousness is pure, then they are still accepted. The third reflection hence is, Krishna consciousness is a process where imperfectly pure devotees are accepted, but perfectly impure people are not accepted. So imperfectly impure, perfectly impure, all of them are rejected because purity is the force, not the perfection. Or being pure in our consciousness, in our intent, is itself the perfection in Krishna consciousness. So these Mayavadis and worldly people, they are after certain things by which they get credit, they get perfection. They want to see how they are rewarded. Whereas a Vaishnava is focusing on purity and the intent of performing Krishna consciousness, even though he is seemingly imperfect, he is embraced. So my third reflection is, being imperfect in our action is not a problem. But being impure in our thoughts is a problem. The reason this reflection is shared over here is, all these sannyasis, they found so many mistakes in Mahaprabhu's conduct. You have not dressed nicely, you have not speaking nicely, your actions are like a madman. But finally, when they understood Mahaprabhu's mood, finally when they heard Mahaprabhu, finally when they associated with Mahaprabhu, they changed their perspectives. Srila Prabhupada encourages everyone to come and stay in the temple. He says, we will demonstrate you, we will show it to you, what kind of training we give to our students for transformation from hippies to happies. One police officer asked Srila Prabhupada that we are spending hundreds and thousands of dollars for establishing peace and harmony in the society, but still we are not able to achieve the desired result. So what do you think we should be doing? So Prabhupada said, please give us all those money to us and support our Sankirtan mission. If somebody is part of Sankirtan mission, their life will be transformed. Not only their life, their actions, their thoughts, their words, their goal of life, everything will get transformed to an extent. Look at their face. Even their attire and appearance will also get transformed. Prabhupada says, look at the face of our devotees before they came to Krishna consciousness and after they take up Krishna consciousness. You will see so much of change, so much of happiness, so much of pleasure in them. He writes in teachings of Lord Kapila, one of the purports. So instead of we being the criticizers, are we being with the criticizers? That is why Mahaprabhu has taken a very strong stand. Maya vada bhashya hoile sunile sarvanash. If somebody hears, supports parties with Mayavadis or owlish personalities, they are, really needing those special mercies which only Mahaprabhu can give. So hence the third reflection is about how we need to be focusing on our purity in Krishna consciousness and not worried about what the world will talk about our imperfections. The world does not have time to always think about you. They will only criticize, they will only mock, they will only abuse. But it is us, it's our own responsibility, our own individual constitutional responsibility that we need to work on ourselves to go back home, back to Godhead. And knowing our predicament, Mahaprabhu had appeared and given us this holy name. He has enabled devotees, he has authorized devotees, he has inspired by the qualification. I am not qualified to speak Chaitanya Charitamrita. But still, just to fulfill the orders of our Guru and Gauranga, we are speaking whatever little bit from their with their mercy. Our participation in the Bhagavatam class and Chaitanya Charitamrita class is not because of our qualification. It is purely because of our desperate need to receive the mercy. We are just fulfilling the orders. Lord Brahma says, Alokya Sarva Sastrani Vicharyasa Punah Punaha Idam Ekam Sunispannam Jeyo Narayana Sadaha. He is saying, Alokya Sarva Sastrani, I have analyzed all the Shastras Punah Punaha, again and again. Idam Ekam Sunispannam Jeyo Narayana Sadaha. I come to only one conclusion, that Narayana is our ultimate shelter. And chanting the holy name of the Lord is our only process. And this Krishna consciousness movement is our only rescue chance. If we are missing this opportunity, then Punar Mushiko Bhava, once again back to square one. Punas charvita charvananam, chewing the chewed again and again in this material world will be our lifestyle. So these are the three sets of reflections that I want to share with this current context. So to summarize our understanding, to summarize our discussions today, the first reflection was, give credit where credit is due. Where we talk about how by the mercy of Vaishnavas, Guru, we are able to get Krishna. It is not by our own endeavor. Number two, second reflection, we discussed about the difference between the knowledge and wisdom. How Krishna consciousness is not about gaining knowledge, it is about characteristics. The preaching that Mahaprabhu and the preachers of Mahaprabhu are constantly demonstrating is showing it by example, demonstrating it by their own personal, you know, behavior, and that's the way their preaching were successful. Not by just being scholarly, but they have been by applying that scholarliness and being a servant of the servant of the servant. All the great souls, all the great personalities who are successful, they have shown this quality of how by personal conduct, the personal characteristics, the personal behavior, they have inspired thousands of people. And the last reflection is that how we need to be careful from owlish, we need to be careful from mayavadi. And we need to understand that this Krishna consciousness is not expecting any perfection from us. Krishna consciousness is not expecting completion from us. Krishna consciousness is not even expecting us to, you know, demonstrate or prove something. Krishna consciousness is only we show our desperateness and our clear intent to glorify and surrender to this process. That is why Prabhupada says, even if somebody is 60% perfect in Krishna consciousness and surrender, he can still make it to the spiritual world. So hence, our request is that we as devotees work on our own individual character development work on glorifying, appreciating our fellow senior devotees and members, work on making sure that we don't take shelter of Aulish and Mayavadi association, and focusing on being pure in our consciousness. With that endeavor, we will be able to make substantial progress in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we are not anyway qualified to be part of this Sankirtan mission. So it is the kindness, greatness, and compassionate nature of the predecessor acharyas that we are somehow together discussing and glorifying Krishna. So thank you very much. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we can discuss.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for the very nice class, very nicely dealt with in terms of breaking it into these three realizations about how the spiritual master is via media for us, and he's there for us, and we should, due credit should go to him, and about it's okay to have imperfections, because these days no one is worried about content and intent. That was interesting. Very nice, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class. I mean, it's not really important, but I just wanted to say, wasn't it not Embar who was the one who was asking this question about Vibhishan?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't it Dhanurdasa or Pille Urangavalli Rangavalli Dasa asking?
Maybe I'm wrong. So I thought it was Embar, so I'll stand corrected if I was wrong. So let me also check and get back. But for sure, this conversation regarding,
yes,
apart from the name and everything else, it's I'm sure.
Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. I'll check myself. If it's wrong, I'll stand corrected.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, for the very inspiring class. It's to learn.
Correct. Any other questions or comments?
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Mataji.
Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. As usual, Prabhuji, very nectarian class. Still, we are not qualified. We have to hear 2 times your class, Prabhuji. That much afford a student of Radhanath Maharaj. Prabhuji, can you please sing a one bhajan for all of us, sir? Vaishnav song.
Sure. Let me finish if there are any questions. Otherwise, it will be my pleasure to sing.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very nice class. Very nicely you have explained. Thank you very much.
Okay, so there are no more questions. Then I'll fulfill Vrinda Gopika Mataji's request. Looks like she's making it as a practice. So I think every time I should either be prepared with something, or I'll sing a song glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jai.
Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadato sankirtanaikapitarau kamalayataksau visvambarau dvijabarau jugadharma palo vande jagapriyakaro karunavataro janulambita bahu jugala kanakaputali deha Arunayambara Shobita Kalevara Upamadeya Bokaha Janulambita Bahu Jugala ಕನಕ ಪೂತಳಿದೆ ಅರುಣಯಂಬರ ಶೋಭಿತ ಕಲೇವರ ಉಪಮದೇಯ ಬೊಕಾ ಹಾಸ ವಿಮಾಲ ಭಯಾನ ಕಾಮಲ ಪೀನ ಹೃದಯ ಸಾಜೇ ಹಾಸ ವಿಮಾಲ ಭಯಾನ ಕಾಮಲ ಪೀನ ಹೃದಯ ಸಾಜೇ ಉನ್ನತ ಜೀಮಾ ಸಿಂಹಜಿನಿಯ ಉದಾರ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ರಾಜೇ ಜಾನುಲಂಬಿತ ಬಾಹು ಜುಗಳ ಕನಕ ಪೂತಳಿದೆ ಅರುಣಯಂಬರ ಶೋಭಿತ ಕಲೇವರ ಉಪಮದೇಯ ಬೊಕಾ ಚರಣನಾಖರ ಉಜರ ಸಶದರ ಕನಯ ಮಂಜರಿ ಸೋಹೇ ಚರಣನಾಖರ ಉಜರ ಸಶದರ ಕನಯ ಮಂಜರಿ ಸೋಹೇ ಹೇರಿ ದಿನಾಮಣಿ ಆಪನ ನೀಚಯೆ ರೂಪೆ ಜಗ ಮನ ಮೋಹೇ ಜಾನುಲಂಬಿತ ಬಾಹು ಜೋಗಳ ಕನಕ ಪೂತಳಿದೆ ಅರುಣಯಂಬರ ಶೋಭಿತ ಕಲೇವರ ಉಪಮದೇಯ ಬೊಕಾ ಕಲಿಯುಗೇರ ಅವತಾರ ಚೇತನ್ಯ ನೀತಾಯ ಪಾಪ ಪಷಂಡ ನಹಿ ಮಾನೆ ಕಲಿಯುಗೇರ ಅವತಾರ ಚೇತನ್ಯ ನೀತಾಯ ಪಾಪ ಪಷಂಡ ನಹಿ ಮಾನೆ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಠಾಕುರ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ವೃಂದಾವನ ದಾಸ್ ಗುಣ ಗಾನೆ ಜಾನುರಂಬಿತ ಬಾಹು ಜುಗಳ ಕನಕ ಪೂತಳಿದೆ ಅರುಣಯಂಬರ ಶೋಭಿತ ಕಳೇವರ ಉಪಮದೇಯ ಬೊಕಾ ಜಯ ಗೋರಣಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ್ಣಿತಾಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಆಶಿಷ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಕೀ ಜಯ
ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್. ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಪ್ರಭು. ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಸಿಂಗ್.
ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸಾಂಗ್ composed by Vrindavan Das Thakur. If somebody doesn't know that, you can refer the song by name Janu Lambita. That's the name of the song. We have this is the first song in our album Karuna Avatar. Maybe you all can, if you all practice, you can practice that. Thank you so much for engaging me in the service, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. I'm not sure if this is the easiest way to circumvent questions or is it something else, I do not know, but anyway I'm enjoying this, so thank you.
Thank you Prabhuji, koti koti dhanvat pranam. Amazing. Prabhuji, can you share the Vaishnava song in a Bhakti Vruksha group?
Yeah, I'll do that. It is there, I'll share the link.
Bhakti Vruksha, can you share on Bhakti Sangha Japa group?
Yeah, I'll share.
It's a very nice song. This is the first time I have heard.
This is a very famous song. In this song, one of the beauty of the song is Vrindavan Das Thakura is glorifying Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, how they have been Pitamaha. They are the pioneers of Sankirtan mission. And Bhaktichara Maharaj is the one who has first ever introduced this song that I know. Maybe, in ISKCON, he was the only one that I have heard. and this is the only tune that I know, and is always so melodious to hear from Maharaj. Somehow we have, you know, all we know is we just do a copycat. Cannot inherit the mood, but for sure at least this can help us to learn this and, you know, develop some devotional sentiments.
Yes, I have heard the first one is Ajanu Pujutilam.
That is the invocation prayer of Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Ajanu Lambita Bhuja Shloka is the invocation prayer of Chaitanya Bhagavat. The song after that is Vrindavan Das Thakur. Both are Vrindavan Das Thakur, so that's the way he does it in the album. So I've just done a copycat of that.
Very nice.
Sorry, okay. Prabhuji, can you explain the translation also of this Vaishnava song?
His arms extend to his knees and he appears to be like a golden doll. His form is adorned with a cloth that has the color of the rising sun. His beauty is incomparable. His magnanimous form shines brilliantly with a beautiful smile radiating from his lotus-like face. His large and prominent chest and broad shoulders are even more majestic than a lion. His toenails are brighter than a full moon and golden ankle bells adorn them. Seeing his exquisite beauty to be more brilliant than the sun, the entire world becomes enchanted. The incarnations for the age of Kali are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Without considering whether one is sinful or a miscreant, they distribute their mercy. Vrindavan Das Thakura sings glory of these two personalities, his worshipable lords, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.
Jai.
Thank you.
Jai, Jai Nityananda, Jai, Jai Gauranga.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very nice, wonderful class. And also the song of Lita Gauranga. Does anyone have any question or comment? We can call here.
1 minute, Mataji. Prabhuji, share this bhajana and aapne jo abhi gaya wo aise hi aap wapas hamare bhakti sangha group mein bhejna aur ye bhi bhejna uska Prabhuji, वो भजन भी भेजना. Thank you, Prabhu Dandavat.
ठीक है, ठीक है, भेजता हूँ मैं.
Thank you, very, very much.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Nice in class. We can end the call now here. Vanja Kalpatarupyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavaja Patitanam Pavanejo Vaishnavipu Namo Namah.
Vaishnavipu Namo Namah.
Koti Vishnavrindu ki jai.
Jai.
Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Jai.
His great Giridhari Prabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Very nice.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.